We spoke to a couple of people who have experienced racism or who do experience it in their lives. Lavette Williams arrived in Australia from Liberia 8 years ago. She says she prefers racial discrimination to be supported by law.
I think that law should be put in place for such an act, because if it's left up to just a person to make that decision, not everyone's going to do that. People are still going to hold on to that behavior. But if there are laws put in place, people would then be aware that there could be fines or something done to them. So then they will take responsibilities and not just be racist or make racist comment out in the setting.
What's your experience been of racism since you've been in Australia?
Just recently, I had one racism comment on Facebook from someone that I accepted as a friend, and he was just saying how he felt upset about African Australians, and he said that they are nuisance to the culture and they're not giving anything, rather they're taking. And I thought, no, I am part of the culture, and I do give as much as I receive. I just thought it was a racist comment that he made, and I tried to tell him that not all people that are from Africa are like that. And I think it's a stereotype mainly. And
how did he respond?
At first, he was upset. It seems like he was having a bad day. But later on, he apologized to me and said that I might be different to the rest. But he still holds a strong belief that most Africans are not really valuable to their Australian culture and community.
How does it make you feel when things like that do happen?
For me, I was not upset by his comment, because I knew that it was a personal comment he was making and it was how he felt. I just thought he was ignorant. I thought he was naive, and I didn't take it personal for me. But I know some of my friends who would take that personal because they don't know what state of mind he was in, and they might not be like me the way I think. So it could upset some of them, and it will upset people who are really contributing to the society and are not getting credit for it, rather are being stereotyped.
That's Lavette Williams, who came to Australia from Liberia. The Wire also spoke to Steve Goldsmith. He's an Aboriginal man who grew up in South Australia, and he says he does like the rigour of the law to protect his rights.
Well, I think it's a social norm that should be enforced, reinforced through law, I think. I mean, as a young child, even we're looking at the bullying laws now. You know, it's illegal to bully, to antagonise kids, or even people today. But back when I was as a kid, you know, and many other, I dare say, Aboriginal people actually were allowed to be intimidated, allowed to be abused, and we were told, you know, sticks and stones will break your bones, and don't worry about that sort of stuff.
So it's almost like a return to that attitude, isn't it?
It's taken us back 30, 40 years into, you know, the old days when it was all right to abuse, you know, less people that were less able to defend themselves, I guess, bullying and abusing, but also just abusive in general, particularly when it comes to a racist side of that. I think, you know, I thought we'd gone past that, and that the cultural, the social norms have been set, and that has only come through the laws. If you take those laws away, and then you're going to have, back to the future type of thing, where it's all right to call people bungs, coons, abos, you know, all those sort of things that we were hoping that was something of the past, but it seems that taking away or adjusting the laws now will allow those sort of attitudes to return. And I don't think Australia is a different place now, you know, 40 years after I've grown up and been to school. But I think it's more important nowadays, because we have such a multicultural stream in Australia, and we have to learn to respect each other, and sometimes respect needs boundaries to say this is as far as we can go, as far as we can't go. So taking that law away, I think it's just insane. You've seen what adjusting the laws have already done to Aboriginal communities around Australia already, when they through the John Howard era and through the Labor era, now to further well escalate or to encourage the redneck, the bigoted side of our society, our community, I think is a step backwards. And yeah, freedom of speech is freedom of speech, and surely you can get your point over without being a bigot, a redneck, or offensive.
Do you feel more secure knowing that there are legal things in place? Has that made a difference to how you, I mean, most people would rarely resort to the law if they were abused, but does it give you a certain kind of feeling of strength knowing that there are legal things in place, that it isn't okay for people to abuse or humiliate you?
It does. It makes me feel really good. I, you know, as a young person, I was paranoid to where I went, which shop I went to, which hotel I went to. But now with the laws in, I know I have a right to be there. And that, you know, if they refuse me entry, then there is a, I do have a comeback to say, look, you know, that for no other reason apart from my colour, there, someone's stopping me from enjoying what everyone else enjoys. So, yeah, I do feel more comfortable there, and that's what's changed in my lifetime. I've seen the changes, and that's because of the laws, not because of everyone's been thinking twice about how they talk, but because people know that it is not the norm. And people shouldn't carry on like that, and it's written in law, and that there are comebacks if they do abuse people, specifically racially vilifying them. That sort of empowers people like myself of colour or with that are less advantaged to know that they do have rights. And I guess it's not about what rights other people don't have, it's about the rights that I have.